What's up, bro? You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Wise.
I'm Shurai.
I'm Sabrina.
And today's podcast is Terawih 8 Rakaat ke 20 Rakaat. 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Masuk bilik jom.
Oh yes. Rekod podcast lah. Masuk bilik jom. Alright,
we're back. Salam Ramadan to everybody.
Salam Ramadan guys. This is we have 2 more weeks left. We're gonna enter the last 10 days really very
chasing soon. Laila.
Huh? Not yet lah.
Soon lah.
Today last. Only the first 10th day. Today the 10th day.
12
day already.
Weeks ni mah? 2 weeks left mah?
Eh, fast.
We only puasa 29 days mah this year.
Oh, yalah. Yeah. 28, right?
29.
So, if 29, last 10, so 19. So, it's 12, 7 more days?
7 more days to the last 10.
Yeah, man.
Exactly a week. Yeah, so this topic is very relatable. Are you a 20 or 8 kind of guy for Ramadan? Or so girl?
So, let's just talk about it. So we're going to go to the streets later, but right now we're in the studio first. But just for everybody's sake, we have to edit this thing immediately.
Yes, immediately.
And no bringing homework because it doesn't happen.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Agreed.
Okay. The only person that can bring homework is her.
Is <Kat. laughs>
Okay. So the first question is, are you a 20 rakaat or 8 rakaat tarawih kind of person, or you solat at home or you never solat tarawih before?
I was solat at home. I mean, recently, because I have a baby, right, it's quite difficult. So I solat at home.
I'm going to say, I still stay at the same place, but the mosque used to be very, very near my house.
Yeah.
But I never had a thing to solat tarawih.
Really? How come suddenly now the mosque not near your house?
Renovation.
Ah. So they moved to a temporary location.
Yeah, so I've never had a thing to solat tarawih only recently, Sadu.
Secondary school tak ke? I thought secondary school is quite a thing to solat tarawih together with friends.
Tu lagi teruk. That is pergi tapi tak solat.
Pergi-pergi tarawih kat lah.
Pergi mosque. Cause very near. So to me it's like going to Syed. So like, I go to the mosque. I meet my friends. I drink one cup of fruit punch. Then go to the hill. Mm-hmm. Then they always say this dumb lah, but it's like is you're asking like you're asking your friends questions that you know the answer to, and then you're just hoping for the best, no? It's like, oh, we masuk after Isha. It's never gonna happen, bro.
So tak ini tak solat pun lah.
Tak solat langsung.
Isha pun tak.
Isha pun tak, sial.
Yeah, okay.
Masuk lepas Isha or after Isha, they wanna go out to smoke. Then I follow them and they never come back. And then we go up the hill and we talk.
Balik.
And then like, the timing is like nice that dah 8 dekat then balik.
Okay, so kira kan lepak malam je lah tu.
Yeah, basically lah. Okay. Basically lepak malam lah.
At least you don't participate in like the tarawih cup kind of thing lah.
Well, because it's pretty much a tarawih cup, but no meh?
Tarawih cup, kau kena main bola.
Means that...
Oh, as actually main bola.
Means you, main bola.
You play football. Yeah. You tell that you go tarawih, then
but kau pergi main bola.
Yeah. Oh, I thought tarawih cup just means you paitau tarawih.
Tak. You play football. Pergi street soccer terus main bola.
Ooh.
Yeah. Datang balik dari tarawih berpeluh lah. Saya tak faham lah. Yeah.
Yourself?
For me, I've been to tarawih at the mosque and at home. But then, I think for girls, it's not macam kurang sangat. You know, guys, like secondary school, y'all go as group of friends.
Yeah.
Gitu. Pun tak ada sangat, you know.
And
then, even as I get older ni, maybe last year, 2 years ago, some of my girlfriends dah start to ajak go tarawih that kind.
Yeah.
But before that, never lah. So I've only been to the mosque with my family. They want 8 rakaat. I've been doing circuit breaker. I was tarawih with my family every day kat rumah. 8 rakaat also lah. So I've never done the 20 rakaat one in my life gitu.
I also done it only a handful of times. Actually no lah. Usually last 10 nights aku akan solat 20. Last 10 nights only lah. Yeah, but the sunnah is only 8 mah. Pada aku like 20 kirakan kalau kau nak extra.
Sunnah is
8.
And then 20 is what?
20 is like
the solat tarawih generally solat sunnah lah.
Yeah. But then Nabi used to only do 8 mah.
No, bro, he used to do 8. Then he go home, then he complete.
Oh.
Yeah. So okay. People just like to hear the first part.
I see, I see.
Then they go home.
I see.
Do 8, go home, then he complete home.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So do 8 at the mosque, ah?
Yeah, do 8 at the mosque.
Ah, okay. Yeah, then do the rest, the 12 at home. Okay, understand. Yeah. 15 at home. Okay, can.
12. Oh, 15, but yeah. So, I didn't like to go because it was always a 20 thing for me. Because my father used to always do 20.
Mm.
So, macam, bro, 20 is much, bro. It's much at Darumakmur. Darumakmur like to one juice every day kind of thing.
Mm.
It's much, bro. It's too much.
Yeah, too much.
It's just death, bro. Not death.
But then when you went to Umrah, wasn't it like a bit much also?
Oh, Umrah only do 8. But that one much, bro. That one is... I don't know that I'm exaggerating or it's crazy, but one rakat, bro, it's 45 minutes, bro.
Huh?
Oof, best, bro.
Bro, I swear, I don't think I was exaggerating. Like, it was really 45 minutes.
One rakat,
bro. I mean, like, one set lah, two rakat.
Two, okay.
Two rakat, 45 minutes, yeah, bro. Mm. 45 minutes.
Lama.
Can reach a lot of places, yeah, bro. That was very long. And then, but like, yeah, like, I think it was just...
So, kira-kira the tarawih was like what? 3 hours, 4 hours?
Umrah, they never do. They do 8, then we 10, then they stop really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So 3 hours ah? Kalau 45 minutes?
No, I think that's the first account. But it was just long, bro. I don't know. Just long, it was packed. And then like, yeah, but Umrah is like, nah, Umrah, that's all you do lah. That's all you do, you pray lah. I swear, I want to take a break. I want to sit down, bro. Aku cakap, I join you later, sah. Macam penat gila. Like my leg, like I was swaying. I wasn't swaying, I was taking steps like this, bro.
Really?
Like I wasn't swaying front and back, I was like taking like steps. Like,
to try and balance yourself. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because it was that tiring.
It was long.
Long.
Dan dah tak khusyuk. My mind is, you know,
traveling.
Mine is in Australia, bro. To the point I'm looking around, bro. I feel lah.
Okay.
Like, no, I don't think I was looking around. Lah,
kau kira kau macam every tengah look down kau gini.
Look right and left. Come on lah, bro. Let's go lah. What the hell? Nah, I know. Okay, good. Holy man, holy mosque. Yeah. But come on lah. Tidak tak lah.
Can't believe you just said that. Okay. But okay, that's the longest traweh we've ever had. What's the shortest traweh you've ever been to? Were you with me at Wat Tanjung?
No, I wasn't. No, it was last year. I wasn't.
Oh.
Yeah, but. The thing about why I think I don't like to go tarawih is because I never go the mosque that short one before.
Mm.
I always go the one juice. Mm. So like, it's very long.
It's one juice in one set of
20
tarawih. The whole 20 is one juice.
They try.
Mm.
But the one that I did, but then got aircon, so that was shook.
Mm.
Yeah. So, but to answer your question, am I 8 or 20 guy? Last time was a 0.
Mm.
Then after that, now the 8 like not bad.
8 is actually quite okay. Yeah. 8 is actually quite okay.
Yeah, actually very fast, bro.
Yeah, very fast.
Yeah. I'm not the traweh at home kind of guy.
Why?
I don't know.
Tu yang kau boleh OT-OT.
No, because my knowledge on surahs is not the best.
You can repeat the same surahs, bro.
It's boring. It's fast, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Jika 8, aku boleh 10 minit boleh habis.
Okay lah. Janji buat apa?
10 minit is a exaggeration.
Takkan 8 call solat 5 minit je.
Think you'll find
yeah.
Fast ah.
Tu. I think 15 minutes.
15 to 20 minutes can finish
just
plus witi lah.
Yeah.
Boleh apa? You can repeat the surah. It's fine.
Of course, I know. Yeah. But
tapi kau nak macam lagi shock ah?
Yeah, sana no shock lah, no feel.
No feels.
No
okay.
Feel.
Okay.
Yeah.
To me, like reading, being at home is a slightly different game. Like you said lah, like you have your extensive knowledge of surah. Aku kena like have the Quran in front of me.
But the thing is, solat sunat you can refer. So you can hold.
Like, oh, you can hold lah.
Yeah. For sunat lah.
Oh.
For sunat you can hold.
Okay. Usually I put it at like my table, then I squint lah. I try to see bro.
So like that's for me, it's not good lah. Maybe why? I use my iPad and zoom in.
Oh yeah.
My eyesight is not the best. So however big the Quran is, the front line.
Yeah. So like the extensive list of surahs is aku pernah kena peer pressure sah. To lead the tarawih with my family.
Go je.
But it's like, how to say, my brother and my brother-in-law usually are the ones that imam lah. Habis lepas tu, they suddenly, aku pergi toilet lepas buka. Then I had buang air besar, I took a shit lah. And when I came out, they really decided, okay, so my brother is going to imam maghrib, my brother-in-law is going to Isha, then I'm going to tarawih. Aku macam, huh? Why do I get the one with the most number of rakaat?
Yeah. But I can take turn. Take turn quite fun.
Aku tak pernah take turn. Boleh eh?
Boleh. Oh. Do that time I did with my colleagues. Maghrib someone do.
So Maghrib and Isyak one person do.
Maghrib someone do, Isyak someone do, whatever lah. Then the each
each two someone each two change.
Someone change.
Oh,
that okay, that fun.
Ah, tu okay lah.
That fun.
Yeah. Okay. The second question that for this Ramadan podcast that we are going to ask the streets is, do you listen to music during Ramadan?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you okay, right?
I'm okay. I'm fine. Yes, I think that's the only rule I don't really give a shit about.
But is it wrong by right?
It's only kalau sampai hayal kan, menghayalkan. Mm. Tapi I tak dengar sampai hayal.
Mm. How about earpiece?
I feel like people dengar surah sampai hayal this.
Tu hayal bagus.
Yeah, girl, but still hayal, but still not right, what?
True.
But like, are you the type that like dig nose also batal puasa kind of shit?
Last time I thought that was the rules, yeah.
It's not lah.
When I was like primary school, secondary school.
Macro, right? If I'm not wrong.
Hey man, I don't know, man.
I think you're all macro.
But that's why that's why I think is the, but this is all like we are not
Asatizah, we are not
we just Muslims in Singapore lah.
We are Muslims.
Yep. So like the earpiece, yes. I put inside your ear, ma.
Yeah.
So that's why people don't like.
Yeah. But aku just whatever.
But don't our stuff like to me like macam.
Kau nak cakap rubbish kan?
Rubbish. Straight up, relax ah.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
I remember in primary school last time. I know I have a tai hidung in my nose. I feel it tau. It's the basah-basahkan yang comfort anyone can see. But I never touch ya.
Damn.
I never touch sampai malam. And then buka I take out. Because then my mommy asked me why. And she kan batal. And that's when she told me like no lah.
It's not lah. It's not lah. Yeah. Fun fact. I recently downgraded my Spotify bro.
Okay. Oh.
Because like I don't use. I feel like I don't listen to music as much really. And like, I don't mind the ads. Then instead of, because my Spotify is $13.98. I saw YouTube Premium was at $15.98. I watch more YouTube than Spotify, bro. So I decided to stop Spotify and I'm on YouTube Premium now. Changed my life, sir.
Okay. You like it?
I love it, sir.
Yeah.
I like not watching ads when I'm watching videos. And they, when you get YouTube Premium, you get YouTube Music also. So it's the same thing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so I get two for price of one. But more expensive. Yeah. You guys should try it out, YouTube Premium.
I feel like there's only a certain type of people who download YouTube Premium.
But you can leave the app open.
Can.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can leave the app open.
That's what Spotify. So the thing about ads, like, I don't like it coming up when I don't know. Like, aku kan bingit, bro. So like there was a, because I use Family. Spotify Family. So it's cheap as shit, bro. It's $2.50 per month, bro, for Spotify Family. So I think that time his card expired, which is normal lah. Then suddenly got ads. I was angry, bro. There's ads. And the ads are long. I said the ads. But then the ads is why you cannot choose your song. You only can choose
Spotify
a few times.
I mean Spotify no premium. Yeah, you can only skip 5 times or something for free.
Yeah, 5 times for free.
Choose a song. Yeah. Huh? What do you mean? Like, I cannot choose my song?
Yeah.
Try YouTube Music, bro. Try.
Similar interface?
Similar. It's just a music. Everything's here. Apple Music, YouTube Music, all the same. Yeah. Okay, the last question is, do you date during Ramadan?
Okay, what is dating?
Do you see your partner? Do you meet your partner during Ramadan?
Yeah.
I got meet, but it's for delivery, Teh Quincy. So it's like he come, collect the stuff, and then send for me. So that isn't that work? That's not dating.
Meet lah. Because the this thing is a.
Never hug also, you know.
Good lah. Like, but this thing is to jauhkan dosa lah.
Yeah.
That's all.
Jauhkan zina.
Jauhkan all this stuff lah. So I think it's just something that I read that I thought of doing. Then like it makes a lot of sense.
When did you start practicing that rule? I don't remember when, but I know it was it your
since that one, since NS.
NS girlfriend.
Before NS
girlfriend.
Young sia that one.
Correct ah. Before NS. Correct ah.
Before NS.
This the same girl ma. Before NS. After NS. Yeah. During NS same girl ma.
F.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you started with her lah.
Because before that I wasn't attached. It was just semester love.
Is it you brought it up or she brought it up?
I brought it up, but the girl will never bring it up, bro. I don't know why, bro. Like,
yeah, because usually
But I brought it up.
You brought it up?
Yeah.
Nice.
For I said no meet.
No meeting ah?
No dating ah?
No dating. No, actually, I told her, told him don't meet at all. But then after I got the Tay Quincy thing ah, then after we needed his help.
Okay.
So he come once in a while. And then that time, buka with my family. Like that okay what, right? Come over my house. It's a family event.
I guess.
No lah, but I mean like it's the intention is to jauhkan dosa ah.
Yeah. So like if because touch also dosa.
I think it's just like when you're there, then you tend to do things that you're not supposed to do lah.
Nafsu.
Yeah, nafsu and stuff. Like, even though whether there's devils around, whatever not lah. So
it's just. But after buka can what? Cinta lah.
I know.
I'm joking.
Maybe not. Maybe yes. You know. Technically, you're not married, you cannot lah. Everything lah.
Aku kahwin pun aku tak sial.
Oh yeah, you know you married, you can kiss?
Yeah, can lah.
It's not batal?
Yeah.
And then you never kiss?
No lah. Even like, well, salam lah. She will salam me, then after that, like before I leave, yeah, that's it. Hug lah. Kiss on the cheek, hug.
Kiss okay. Head.
Yeah, kiss head. Yeah.
Okay.
But even I think during Ramadan, after buka also, it's just like a, I don't know. You are in a holy month, so we just try our best to not
abstain from Epstein. Called Epstein?
Even though it's like not, Epstein. Even though if it's like not haram, you know, like yeah, we can sleep together, but like we don't.
But leceh lah.
Yeah, because yeah, you're right. Because leceh, because yeah. Before sahur, then you need to mandi your hadas and everything, then make sure you're clean. And like, malas sial.
It's not that hard, bro.
Yeah.
But seriously, malas. Especially if you have a baby, right? And like you have to take turns to take care of the baby, and then one go, then you say, yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's just malas ah, leceh.
Mandi hadas must take wudu, is it?
Yeah.
Mas ah.
It usually does the process ah. Yeah. Usually you take wudu first, then you do your mandi hadas.
I don't know what's the bare minimum. Like, if you want to do the proper, like not the bare minimum one.
Just take
the,
a wudu.
Got the wudu is ah.
But
that is the bare minimum one, so lah. But you know, man.
Okay, so we're gonna go to Bugis to ask these three questions to the streets, and we will come back with our opinions later.
Thank you guys for listening. Catch you guys in the streets. Bye.
Bye.
Today I am with
Afiq and Mirul.
Afiq and Mirul. Okay, thanks guys for doing this interview lah. Okay. So the first set of questions, tiga question eh, pasal Ramadan. So are you a 20 rakaat ke 8 rakaat kind of guy?
8 rakaat.
Kenapa 8 je? Pernah 20 tak?
Sebab muda.
Oh, okay. Sebab muda.
Muda tua sikit 20 lah ke.
Okay. Pernah 20 tak?
So far tak tahu lagi.
Bukan this Ramadan lah. Maybe previous Ramadan.
Yeah. On this Ramadan maybe 8
je. Yeah. Previous Ramadan pernah 20.
But long time ago. I don't know about my friend.
Pernah tapi jarang-jarang lah.
Okay. Ken. Do you usually solat kat masjid ke kat rumah?
Masjid.
Okay. Do you weekday kat rumah ke weekday kat masjid sekali?
Masjid sekali.
Yeah. So during Ramadan, do you guys listen to music tak?
Depends on situation.
Okay. What situation kau dengar lagu?
Dengar lagu.
Okay.
Tengah buat kerja.
Tengah buat kerja.
Lagu. Korang naik motor?
Motor, yeah.
Oh, so naik motor pun dengar lagu lah?
Tak.
Selalunya rider semua naik dengar lagu.
Habislah kena trailer kalau orang langgar je lah.
Exactly. Korang dengar? Jangan dengar lagu saya naik motor.
Tak alert nanti.
Diorang kata boring. Tu pasal diorang naik. Tak skill. Diorang kata tak skill. Okay. Last question. What's the last question eh? Last question. Oh yes. Korang ada matai?
Sorry?
Korang ada matai? Do you guys have girlfriends? Ada.
He's married.
Dah kahwin? Alhamdulillah. Okay. Do you, sebelum kahwin lah, and during the girlfriend-boyfriend phase eh, korang dating tak time Ramadan?
Yeah, of course.
Dating.
Yeah.
Of course, eh. Yeah. Of course.
Iftar sama-sama. Yeah, right.
Okay. Iftar sama-sama.
Jangan fikir bukan.
Lepas tu solat ah, tarawih. Separate. So makan dia tu separate. Okay. Tapi you so time Ramadan pun dating. Every day berjumpa. Tak. Once a week. Okay. Do you think it's okay tak to date time Ramadan?
Dia
okay tapi still kena jaga batas dan
kan. Sebab selalunya orang tak dating dari mana pasal nak jauhkan kan dari dosa. Okay. If you had a girl atau boy, a child, a baby okay. Would you allow them to macam keluar buka kat luar dengan kawan tak?
Dengan kawan. Berdua tak, kawan ramai-ramai okay.
Okay, berdua tak boleh lah.
Berdua tak boleh lah.
Okay. Tapi korang buat boleh. Aku baru nak cakap. So you wouldn't allow lah?
No.
Maybe tengok age lah.
Ya, betul.
Okay, what age you think dah okay?
dah boleh lepaskan lah.
Below than 30 maybe.
More than 30 ke what dah tua siapa tu? Oh, below 30.
Come on, man.
Okay. You?
25 above.
25 above boleh?
Okay. I'm here with?
Shafiq.
Shafiq. Alright, so I got 3 questions for you.
Okay? Sure.
The first one is, are you a 20 rakaat or 8 rakaat terawih guy?
I'm a 8 rakaat guy.
Why?
Because I have to come here every night to look at my one batik. But occasionally I'll go for 20. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes.
Not too tiring, 20.
No. No, really? I think it's in the mind. Yeah.
Okay. Next question.
Okay.
Do you know how they say like you can't listen to music during Ramadan? Mm. Do you follow that rule?
No. I still listen to any music. Yeah.
Any music, even like the doom 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 kind.
I think it should be okay if in the daytime. Of course, the night time is more holy in the night, where people have prayers and all that. So maybe I refrain from listening to all that music in the night.
So in the morning, okay. At night, now, okay.
Usually, my day is very packed, so I don't listen to much of the music. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then your commute to work?
I drive to work. Mm. Occasionally, I'll take public transport. Yeah.
Nice. All right. Last one is, do you have a girlfriend?
Sorry?
Do you have a girlfriend?
No, don't have.
Don't have?
Don't have.
Okay. Have you... Okay. Do you date during Ramadan?
Date during Ramadan?
Yes.
No.
Why?
Why I don't date during Ramadan? It's a tough question to answer. I don't know how to answer this.
Is it because like no time or...
Because I have my commitment for one batik and some other... My full-time job. So therefore, I think the time is also a constraint for me. Yeah.
Okay, fair. If after buka, if let's say a girl invites you out,
okay,
you are on Tinder or Instagram, then a girl say, come, we buka together. Yeah. Will you do it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm very open. I'm very sociable.
No, but that is like... sociable one thing.
Nak
jauhkan diri dari dosa-dosa.
But it's not dosa because we don't touch each other, right?
As long as got the gap, okay?
Yeah, because it's just over dinner or over drink, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then ajak her go the 20 rakaat?
Possible, it depends. Yeah, possible.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, today I am with...
Russell.
And Zina.
Okay, thank you guys so much for doing this. So the first set of questions about Ramadan, okay? So are you a 20 or 8 rakaat kind of guy for Tarawih?
8.
Okay. Zina?
What?
20 or 8
rakaat. Eight. Post the second question. Do you listen to music during Ramadan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Third question is, do you date during Ramadan or like before you guys were married? Do you date during Ramadan? Or?
Go
dating.
Go out and buy food.
Yeah.
Go out and buy food.
But
dating.
Buy clothes. Does that count as dating?
Halal kind of dating. Okay, Ken. Do you think that it is okay to date during Ramadan?
Like, depends on the dating lah. Like, going out is fine.
Okay.
But like...
The other stuff, no?
Yeah.
Okay, Ken. How about the listening to music? Do you think like it's a bit like too harsh?
It depends. You didn't ask what kind of music.
Actually, any kind of music also salah.
Kind of music,
it's not lah.
By right lah, it's a.
I think it's a form of distraction. Some way. So in that context.
Do you think like people should follow? Do you think it's too harsh? People are just too tight.
As long at the end of the day, you continue to practice your religion, stick to your beliefs, and then you're not distracted by whatever the music is telling you to do.
Yeah. It's fine lah.
To me.
Yes. Okay. I agree bro, don't worry. I also listen to music. I listen to podcast a lot lah, but I listen to music.
Okay.
In terms of Tarawih, right, do you remember the last time you did 20 Tarawih?
It must be a few years back.
Same bro, don't worry. Same.
Yeah, I must admit.
It's okay, man.
Today I'm here with...
Dina.
And Dini.
Dina and Dini. Yeah. Alah, cutenya. Okay, so the first question is... Do you guys terawih 20 rakaat or 8 rakaat?
8 rakaat.
8 rakaat. Selalunya korang terawih kat masjid ke kat rumah?
Usually rumah.
Oh. Adik?
Ya, adik.
So kat rumah ke kat masjid ni?
Kat rumah.
Kat rumah?
Ya. Yeah.
Apa yang saya cakap kat masjid?
Because apa tu, I think she like to go masjid.
Okay. And then during Ramadan kan, do you guys listen to music?
I'm listening right now.
And why you listen to music? No. No. Kalau tak Ramadan, you listen?
Also, I don't usually listen to music.
Really? Then you not a Swiftie ke, Ed Sheeran ke? No. You listen, you don't
mind.
Yeah,
I don't mind.
What do you think of that? Some people don't listen to music during Ramadan.
I think the best is not to listen to music lah. But then if you want to listen, you listen lah. But not so explicit the...
Okay.
What is it, the lyrics?
Yeah, what song you listening to now?
Libre.
Taylor Swift. Yeah. Okay, and the last question is, when you guys are older, right? Do you think that during Ramadan, you would meet your partners? Like, you would date during Ramadan? No. Okay, later in... How old are you guys now?
I'm 16.
16 and?
10.
Okay, later in 10 years, I show you guys back the video. Make sure I never see you guys out dating, you know. If not, kakak sak marah. Okay, but do you think that people shouldn't meet during Ramadan, girls and boys, who are together?
I mean, like... It's best not to meet, but then if like they should jaga lah,
jaga distance, yeah. Jaga ni semua. Okay, yeah. Nah, thank you. Okay.
Today I'm with
Aufal,
Honey.
Okay, sorry. The mic kena dekat sikit.
Oh, sorry. Aufal.
Okay, Honey.
Okay, so today the first question is, okay, so are you a 20 rakaat ke 8 rakaat terawih kind of person?
8. I used to be 23, but once I very hard, I 8.
Okay. So you yourself?
8.
So you guys solat kat masjid ke solat rumah?
Rumah.
Yeah.
Rumah. Okay. Sorry. Dia
ke rumah.
Rumah.
Okay. So rumah lah. Okay. So do you listen to music during Ramadan?
Music. You just did a karaoke in the car yesterday.
Power. before buka or.
Dah on the way balik 1 AM lah.
Nah, because I think that's one of the rules that I kind of don't follow in a way. The listening to music during Ramadan kind of time. I see that, I think you're Swiftie, no?
No.
I just assume to the beats lah. Okay. So next question is, before you guys are married lah.
Yes, okay? We are.
Before you guys were married, do you guys date or meet your partner during Ramadan?
Yes. We but for berbuka.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Asal
lupa ah. Lupa.
Do you think it's fine?
I think it's fine. But like solat lah balik. Or pergi masjid then solat or something.
Oh yeah, I remember. So we actually breakfast here and we did tarawih nearby Aliwal Street.
Okay. Can.
Okay, so we back from the street. And
it's hot, bro. Bro, today is hot.
Aku tengah haus nak mampus
lah. It's hot. And it's just hot, but thankfully we kind of wrapped up quite early.
Is it Kakak Yam's bike? Oh no, it's not.
Yeah, but we got no hole at the seats. So what are we gonna do? What are we gonna talk about now? Now is the Ramadan one first.
Ramadan closing.
Okay. So how many people solat 8? How many people solat 20?
Everybody solat 8 dah, Duk.
Everybody solat 8 lah.
I don't have a person that solat 20.
Kau solat 8 ke 20? Kau tak? Oh, kau solat juga? Aku main. Kau. Islam tak aku.
Hey.
Okay. So most of them do 8 lah.
Yes.
Then the second question was what?
Music, yes, correct, music.
So people don't listen to music or are they all cool people?
All cool people listen to music during Ramadan, bro.
All cool people listen to music.
Yeah.
So everybody listen to music lah.
Yes, everybody listens to music.
Okay.
And the last question is dating.
Yeah.
Most people...
They still date during Ramadan also.
Yeah, most people say like...
They go iftar.
Yeah, go iftar, buy clothes lah.
Go iftar, then go tarawih. So nice.
Go iftar, go tarawih.
Some of them say right that... As long as it's just going out is fine. It's the what happens after is the one that is a problem.
You're right. Mm. It's the what if you are alone, in the lobby, yeah. At the staircase.
Whoa.
My specific advice.
In the car.
Whoa. In the lift lobby, in the public staircase, at the car.
At the car.
That one, I think not.
Multi-story car park rooftop, kan?
Multi-story car park rooftop. And all those things are the places that people generally buka puasa lah.
Yalah.
And then they eat, they're full after buka puasa and things like that. So,
yes. So yeah.
That's why must have self-control. Meet your boyfriend, go makan your buka, and then go home.
Yeah.
Go straight home.
Yes, go straight home.
Split from there.
Yeah, like he send you home lah. He send you home and then after that, you leave terus. Or like maybe ask him come out also to the house where there's your family members also.
Yeah.
And you cannot do anything also when your mother and father around.
Exactly.
I
exactly.
mean when they're not around also cannot lah.
So what's the last question?
That's all.
Last question.
That was the last question.
Yeah.
So our thoughts on it is that, yeah, honestly, is following like modern. I don't want to say the word modern Muslims. Yeah. Tapi macam
they just
orang-orang sekarang.
It's not modern Muslim. I mean, they fast, they pray. Yeah. They fast and they pray. I think I'm very happy. The fact that people actually go and like solat tarawih, still solat tarawih, it's cool. The mosques are full, bro.
Mosques, eh?
No. The mosque.
Mosques.
The mosque.
Mosques. Mosques.
The mosques.
The mosques.
Kalau full. Multiple mosques, apa? Apa?
Moskai.
Hah?
Mosques.
The mosques are full.
Yes.
And it's really, really nice to see that.
So with that, thank you guys for listening. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. And we'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye. Bye.